Where is the state of Michigan going to find the money to fix the roads? That seems to be the top question in Lansing these days. Joining us are our political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. And John Selleck is CEO of Lansing public relations firm Harbor Strategic. He was communications director for two Republican attorneys general and worked in a Michigan governor's office and the legislature. All right, let's start with a simple question. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proposed an additional 45 cents a gallon gas tax. What is the likelihood of that actually happening? Vicki?
Well, we've talked about this before. I think the actual likelihood of that happening is probably really close to zero. There's no appetite on the part of Senate Majority Leader Shirky to do any kind of tax increases and just use existing money to try to shuffle it around to take care of road funding. I think that's where the problem lies right now. There's a wall dividing them between new revenue and using existing revenue.
John, how likely will we see a 45 cent a gallon gas tax increase?
We won't see a 45 cent increase, but this issue is kind of unique in that everybody talks about, well, the voters are frustrated, the drivers are frustrated, they're hitting potholes, they're cracking windshields. Boy, they must be so mad they'd be willing to pay anything. False. They're not. And it puts the governor, the legislators, everybody in a very tough spot. And so this is going to be a process. I do believe we're going to get to some kind of revenue increase on the roads. I just don't know what it looks like yet.
Well, let's talk about some of the options that are being talked about. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky says he's disappointed in the lack of creativity in the governor's proposal to find money for roads. But he does accept the challenge to find an additional $1.4 billion to add to the recent $1.2 billion increase in funding by a previous legislature. But maybe this item should be separate from the budget. Let's take care of the budget and then talk about road funding. Vicki, what do you think that signals?
Well, that signals that you're not really serious about finding road money for next season's construction year. And that's going to be very problematic and very frustrating for drivers. I think drivers are willing to pay something to increase funding for roads. And that's been evidenced by local road millages across the state passing. The question is, how are we going to do this at the state level when you have a Senate Majority Leader that doesn't want to increase taxes, a Speaker of the House that doesn't want to increase taxes, and everybody's kind of dug in their heels. And this has been the history for the last 20 years on trying to get additional road funding.
John, what should we take from Senator Shirky's willingness to accept the challenge to find more money for roads, but tackling that after the budget?
Well, look, it's totally valid for the senator to suggest that the gas tax be looked at on its own. And here's a few reasons why. One, it would be the biggest tax increase Michigan's seen at least in a decade. And then it would be affecting drivers and voters and roads for at least a decade going forward. Most of the legislators, even the governor, won't be here in a decade. So I think it's relevant to take a good look at it. Next, it's not a simple plan. It's a complicated plan. I think the governor's team would call it a sophisticated plan. But there's really two main priorities there. One is not getting as much attention, and that's education. That was where the governor got her first big endorsement. It was with the teachers union. Her goal is to put more money into K-12 and to put more money into the roads. What her team recognizes is that she can't just float an education tax out there and expect that to pass. But there is a higher frustration level with roads. So she started there. In reality, the complicated part is that all these things are tied together. To get more money for K-12, she's taking it from higher education. To get more for higher education, she wants to take it from the roads. What that means is the gas tax is the proverbial thread on the sweater. Once you start pulling on it, it all comes apart.
Right. We should talk about that because in the House, Speaker Lee Chatfield says he wants to scrap the existing tax altogether, the gas tax altogether, because some of that tax, about $800 million a year, goes to schools instead of roads like sales taxes do, right? He wants a new, slightly higher tax implemented, and all of that tax would be dedicated to the roads. Vicki, what do you think of that idea?
Anything that is interesting, that is new, should be looked at. And we should also revisit Proposal A and what that's done to school funding and to local governments as well. And so there is this attempt to look at the overall effect of Proposal A and school aid funding and road funding and try to come up with some better approach to directing dollars toward education and to roads. And I think it should be looked at. But time is clearly passing. And I don't take to the notion that because most legislators are going to be gone that we shouldn't look at something that is much more further reaching. And that's one of the problems with government right now. It's all way too short-sighted, and it doesn't account for what's going to happen 20 and 30 years from now.
John, is Speaker Chatfield onto something here?
Well, he is. He might have some common ground with the governor. The governor says that the general fund should all be spent on things like higher education. The K-12 fund should all be spent on things like K-12. And the speaker saying the gas tax should all be spent on roads. It's all pretty logical and it makes sense. There are some roadblocks here that the governor has put in place to for this thing to not happen, to make it tougher. She did not propose putting this new tax increase through the funding formula that exists now, which people already have frustrations with. She really set it up to be more of a rural versus urban setup because most of the money in her plan and the increase would go to the state roads. And if you look at legislative districts right now where the Republicans are sitting, they're not primarily in urban, suburban areas. They're in the rural areas. They're in the townships.
Right, a lot of county and township roads, yeah.
Right, so there's no incentive there for them to vote for this.
I was looking at a report from the free market think tank, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Here's my quick summary. It indicates no tax increase is necessary. One, additional revenue because of the growing economy will be enough. But if it's not, two, you can end corporate welfare. Three, eliminate state arts grants. Four, eliminate state support for the University of Michigan. Five, reduce funding for preschool. And six, enhancement grant spending for things such as civic centers disappears. And finally, extra money being sent to school districts to get pension funds back to sustainable levels should be eliminated. Oh, one more thing, eliminate state funding for ag bio research at Michigan State University, which is tough for an ag school, you would think. But voila, road's fixed. What do you think of that, Vicki?
Well, we seem to be stuck in this time warp in Michigan where we haven't recognized that in the last 20 years, inflation has increased 46.79% according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. So while we had all of this money, like a $10 billion general fund in 2000, all of this growth in tax revenue has still kept our general fund at $10 billion, and we don't have enough money. We haven't accounted for inflation and growth in the cost of living and the cost of repair of our infrastructure. And so, voila, all of this money would first put our children in preschool systems last and really hurt our future generation. Two, it would cut University of Michigan and Michigan State University, which are two of the top 100 universities on the planet, and you would be destroying their reputation slowly over time by doing that and eroding our education quality. And three, you wouldn't be finding enough money here to do the jobs that you need to do in order to find money for education and fixing the roads. And fourth, and finally, while I like to look at the corporate welfare portion of this, it's certainly not a large enough number to really do the job that we need to get done, and it's not consistent over time, and we need a reliable funding source.
Well, I think the Mackinac Center would disagree. They think they have the numbers. John, is the Mackinac Center's plan something the legislature might consider?
The legislature says we need to look at the budget and figure out what our priorities are. And all the groups that are out there that put out information, there are groups on the left, groups on the right, like the Mackinac Center. They all have their role to play here. And what they're saying is, if we're going to set our priorities, here are some things that we would need to choose. And sometimes we don't like the idea of choosing. Sometimes they like to have it all. But if we have endless priorities, we'd probably have endless tax increases. So they're playing their role, and they're showing the things that would be cut. As a Spartan, I wouldn't be interested in seeing U of M get cut. You know, as a younger guy, I might have been okay with it. But U of M plays a great role, as does MSU. And I'm glad to be here on U of M Radio. But I think some other pressures that are coming up soon, Lester, are in the near term, are the spring thaw. The rapid increase of potholes and rubble is going to put pressure on everybody to do something. That's going to be the key time the governor could negotiate.
Yeah, I know, the packed snow and the ice aren't filling the potholes anymore.
They're really not. And then some of the things I thought were longer-term pressures that would be coming came a whole lot faster this week. We've talked about before how in the off year of election, you get things done during the election year. Things don't get done very well. Everybody's positioning for the election. But unfortunately, the presidential election 2020 started a few days ago in Michigan. But we're Park, Kirsten Gillibrand all came here. The governor was there campaigning with them for a Democrat president against a Republican president.
And the president will be here soon.
And the president's coming himself also. And so what will happen is right now, Michigan is part of the Midwestern battleground that people are identifying. They could eventually be challenged by a Southern battleground that's forming. But the bottom line is that leaders from the Midwest are going to start to be seen on shortlists for vice president. And I believe that Governor Whitmer will show up on those lists. And so that means the tentacles of 2020 will start interfering more and more with us trying to get things done, like fixing the roads.
That is John Selleck. He's CEO of the public relations firm Harbor Strategic. He's worked with Republican attorneys general and in the governor's office and in the legislature. Thanks for joining us this week, John.
Thank you.
Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.